Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to join other delegation to thank Ireland for taking the initiative to convene this consultation on working towards a political declaration to address the humanitarian harm arising from the use of explosive weapons in populated area, in line with the call by Secretary General for Member States to develop such a political declaration. The past number of years has seen greater awareness on the use of harm arising from the use of EWEPA. Various efforts have been undertaken by states and civil society on this issue, including the joint statements by states at the 73rd General Assembly in 2018 and the ongoing 74th General Assembly, both of which Malaysia had joined. And the work done by the ICRC and other international organizations and civil society, such as the International Network Against Explosive Weapons and others. It is timely to bring this all together into single global effort. The process now is in its political and diplomatic phase, and member states need to work together on this goal of ensuring that harm towards civilians can be mitigated in times of conflict and to reduce suffering. Malaysia supports the need to address the issue of addressing the humanitarian harm of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. The issue deserves the attention of all states. For Malaysia, we recognise that while avoiding armed conflict should be in principle the priority of states, armed conflict will continue to exist. Moreover, increased urbanisation in all regions and patterns of conflict have shown that potential future conflicts will likely take place in urban and build-up settings among civilians' populations. There clearly is a problem of already too many victims from the use of EWEPA. As such, the EWEPA political declaration at its core should be for the purpose of reducing the harm, suffering and reverberating impact of explosive weapons to civilians and ensure compliance with international humanitarian law. Chair, in our view, the major elements that should go into the declaration would be, first, to recognise the impacts of explosive weapons in populated areas on civilians and the nature of the harm towards human beings in various aspects, physical and psychological harm, but also holistically on civilian infrastructure, the environment and the longer term effects. Second, to reinforce and reaffirm IHL, what is there already. Third, to collecting better data to assist in better understanding of the use to further mitigate risks and in this respect to develop further studies into the impact of urban warfare and the use of explosive weapons in these scenarios. And lastly, to provide assistance to victims in a non-discriminatory manner. This is non-exhaustive, but are some of the major elements that we see as essential and useful for the political declaration. We do not see the declaration as a form of prohibition on any particular types of weapons, nor does it seek to target or stigmatize any state. It should not seek to reinterpret existing international humanitarian law or establish new instruments. It is for compliance to allow states to move forward and seek practical and pragmatic outcomes. We have to ensure that what states agree to is followed up and implemented. We need not to be prescriptive, but we should be ambitious. And as this process necessarily has to be one that is open, transparent, inclusive, we encourage all states to engage constructively in the process, and Malaysia stands ready to contribute constructively as well. Thank you.